Ellis is on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Visitation will start at noon in our narthex out there. Also, I guess I need to acknowledge to you, this is our fourth funeral in 5 weeks, folks. Y'all need to pray we get healthier. But anyway, it has just happened that way. So be aware of that. And I'm sure if Sarah were here, she would want me to, or she would tell you about Fresh Expression next Sunday. Please don't forget, come and join us for Fresh Expression next Sunday evening. And don't forget also that this Wednesday is our preschool spring fling fundraiser. Funds raised help with the scholarship fund, the Early Blake Scholarships Fund. So please come and offer your support this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. And speaking of preschool, the chair of the Preschool Oversight Committee, Steve Summer, would like to speak to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Of the whole world.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life, that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Seated with the children, please come forward. Well, this is really good. You're going to enjoy this. Because I have a little board here and a marker. And what I want to know are some things you might get in trouble for doing. And I'm going to write them down. You think, I know what your problem is. You think this won't be enough room, right? What could you get in trouble for doing? Or what have you gotten in trouble for doing? Either one.
Not doing my chores.
Not doing chores. Not doing chores. See, I got that down here. All right, anything else? I'll do one from me. When I was a child, we lived in a neighborhood and there was a real busy street, and we were not supposed to ride our bikes across that street. So, don't cross Mohawk Drive. That was the name of the road. It was fussed at me so much, I remember the name of the road from that long ago. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's because it's a busy road. You don't drive across Mohawk Drive. I mean, you don't ride your bike across Mohawk Drive. Yeah, we had to play on this side. Anything else you've ever done that you got in trouble for? Not listening. Not listening. How about treating brothers or sisters? That's what they do to you. Okay, I gotcha. All right, we won't put that one down. Well, we got a list of three. That's good enough for right now. That's good. So, the reason I wanted to write this list down is because you could call these things sins. They're wrongs that we do. Not listening, not doing your chores, crossing Mohawk Drive, those kind of things. You know, those are things that we do that are wrong. And when we do things wrong against God, we call them sins. But there's something about what I wrote these on, and something in our first lesson today, it says Jesus will wipe away our sins. Now watch this. This is just a regular old napkin, and I can just wipe away the magic marker. Look at that. Isn't that cool? You've seen dry erase boards before, haven't you? Yeah. But our sins are wiped away just like that. There's no trace of them left. And that's pretty cool.
I can still see traces.
Well, that's because this is a cheap whiteboard. that's how come you can see just tracings. And if I write really hard, it'll go away eventually. But the point is that Jesus loves us. And all the wrongs that we do, he just wipes them away. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us and for wiping away our sins. Help us in all we do to follow you and your way. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, The God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one. You asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 John. See what the love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or know him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Scriptures. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus himself stood among them, among the disciples, and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and at my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A man and his wife were dining at a table in a plush restaurant, and the husband kept staring at a drunken lady swigging her gin as she sat alone at a nearby table. The wife finally asked, "Do you know her?" "Yes," sighed the husband. "She's my ex-wife. She took to drinking right after we divorced 7 years ago, and I hear she hasn't been sober since." "My goodness," said the wife. "Who would think a person could go on celebrating that long?" I don't think that was the response he expected, do you? A teenager who had just received her learner's permit offered to drive her parents to church. After a hair-raising ride, they finally reached their destination. The mother got out of the car and said, "Thank you." "Anytime," the daughter replied. As the woman slammed her door, she said, "I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to God." Again, I don't think that was the response she was expecting. How do we respond? I don't know about you, but I think I would have run around the room jumping for joy. On the other hand, maybe I just would have stood there staring with my mouth hanging open. There's even a chance that I might have turned tail and run from the room as fast as I could. I don't know for sure how I would have reacted to Jesus if I had been one of those disciples that day. What about you? The story takes place on Easter evening, and it's been an absolutely amazing day. It all started at sunrise when Mary and the other women found the empty tomb. Peter and John ran out there and saw it too. Then Mary saw a couple of angels, and then Jesus himself. And then two believers walked with Jesus on the way to Emmaus and finally recognized him in the breaking of the bread. And then they ran all the way back to tell the news. And scarcely was it out of their mouths when Jesus himself was suddenly standing there among them. Oh, they were startled, as you might expect, and terrified that he might be a ghost. But Jesus allayed their fears, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he encouraged them to touch him, and he ate some fish to prove it was really he. And the Bible tells us that they all stared at him, still wondering and disbelieving. So Jesus began to explain to them the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms that talked about his sacrifice and God's love and how all these things pointed to this Easter victory. You are witnesses of these things, Jesus said to them. And right about there, I began to wonder about our reaction. What would we have done if we had been there? How would we have reacted to Jesus dead, now alive and among us? How would we have responded to the risen Jesus? It's a good question. Because you see, the risen Jesus isn't confined to some room in Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago. Jesus is risen. Jesus is active. The risen Jesus meets us here and now. The risen Jesus meets us right here, right now. And so you see, the question isn't how would we have responded to the risen Jesus, but instead, how do we respond to the risen Jesus? We respond by believing, trusting in the incredible grace and mercy we receive in Jesus. We respond by telling, actively sharing the story of what Jesus is doing for us and in us and through us daily. We respond by giving, offering ourselves, all we are, like Jesus gave himself for us. We respond by serving. As Jesus reaches to us in love, so we reach out in love to others. We respond by following, changing our lives, our minds, and our hearts to be like his. Jesus is risen, and that makes a difference. It changes things. It changes life. It changes who we are and what we do. Oh, and then there's this. I probably would have run around the room or stared open-mouthed and wide-eyed or fled away afraid. But that's not what those disciples did. In faith, filled with the Holy Spirit, they changed the world. So can we. Amen.
gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of power and might, we thank you now for the many things you do for us, for all the many ways your hand is active in our lives and on our behalf. Your blessings abound in our lives, O God. Your grace pours out on us so generously, and your love never ends. Give us new eyes to see you, O Lord. Help us to remember in all of life that you are ever near to us and ever giving us your mercy and love. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our Father, we thank you for the church and for the fellowship which unites us here in this place as we join in worship. Fill us that we may respond with enthusiastic hearts to the grace you give. Help us to follow your way, trust you more wholeheartedly, love each other, and seek in all our lives to do your will. Lord, in your mercy. O Savior, pour out your love on those who are sick, those who mourn, those who are poor and lonely and outcast and afraid. Bless those who are far from home and those who feel they have no home. Bless all who are in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O God, fill our lives with hope for a better world and a new life. Fill our lives with peace for a broken world much in need of you. Fill our lives with love, that together we might live as your people. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer the darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.